Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Real Talk with LaShonda Williams today. Today we're going to talk about a subject of exposing the enemy. This topic really needs to be discussed because the enemy, as long as he's not exposed, he will continue to hide. He will continue to bring havoc and all type of chaos in your life, in your family. You know, the Word of God says that we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So when we don't know certain things, when we don't know our opponent, when we don't know our enemy, his tactics and his devices, the Word of God also says that we are not ignorant. But the truth of the matter is, people of God, a lot of us are very ignorant in certain areas, especially when it comes to spiritual warfare and to the things of the enemy. And ignorance is not a bad word. It's just a lack of knowledge. The bad part is when you're ignorant and someone tries to enlighten you or give you knowledge of that certain topic or that information, that you reject it. So the bad part is staying ignorant, but it's not bad to be ignorant. It's good to learn. It's good to grow in the things of God. So we're going to talk about today exposing the enemy. For you all that would like to be a part of the show, you can call in at 657-383-1400. That number again is 657-383-1400. If you have any questions or any comments, or if you just want to be online on air to listen to the show, I would really appreciate it. I thank God for you. We're going to go ahead and get it started today on our show. And I really don't like, I know it's called the Real Talk with LaShonda Williams, and it's called a talk show, but anything you do for the Lord, I know for me, it's not a show. There are a lot of shows and entertainers out there. I'm not one of them. So I use this opportunity as a way to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out, to share the word of God, to inform the people of God that we can grow, that we can be healed, that we can be delivered. That's my goal. I want to see souls saved, delivered, and the captive made free. Made free means to shape and to mold. So I want to see you shape and molded free in Jesus Christ and being shaped and molded in what he has called you to be, in that woman or of God or that man of God that he has called you to be, walking in power and anointing and destroying the yokes of the enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch each and every person that listens to this broadcast. We ask, Lord God, that you would unstop deaf ears, that you would go into the hearts of the people, convict the hearts of the people, Lord God, that you would save, deliver, Lord God, make the captive free, Lord God. Don't let them be the same after they hear this broadcast, Father. Let the word sink deep within their hearts, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Spirit, and that they will walk in the power and the anointing that you have called them to walk in. I bind every spirit, unlike the spirit of God. I bind and loose every demon spirit in the second heavenly principalities, territorial demons, right now. Every spirit, witchcraft, working spirit, to try to come and stop them from receiving. I bind you, bind every hindrance spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. All right, I'm not going to be alone on the show long, I mean on the broadcast long, so we're going to go ahead and get started. And get your notepad out of your pens, your word of God, which is your weapon, and go along with it. It's going to come from the book of Mark, verses 23 and 24. And it's, I said, exposing the enemy. What does it mean to expose? Expose means to leave uncovered or unprotected, to put at risk of reveal. So we're going to uncover the enemy. Hallelujah. We're not going to protect his schemes and lies anymore. Them at risk of being what? Cast out and cast down. We're going to reveal the word of truth, which is the word of God. We're going to reveal the truth of his character. We're going to reveal everything he's doing to destroy your children, your family, your communities, your town, the body of Christ. Mark 1:23-24. And there was in there, oh yes, synagogue. Places you call church nowadays, people, they're full of the enemy. I'm going to expose it. I'm going to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to sit there and just say, well, I'm going to pray about it. No, Jesus didn't say pray about it. He said to cast out demons and devils, and that's what I'm going to do. It says here, and there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Jesus walked in power. Jesus walked in anointing, and that's the same way we should be. Anybody can say they're a Christian. Anybody can say they're a believer. Believer in what? Okay, we have a lot of things that you can believe in, but see, when the Holy Ghost, when you're full of the Holy Ghost and power, and you have been given authority by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bless God, have that same authority and power. When the devil look at you, the enemy sees you, he sees Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He sees the spirit of the Holy Ghost. There's power over him. Hallelujah. You are a threat to him. He's scared of you. We have no business running around being scared of him. So it says here, let us alone. The enemy wants us to shut up, people of God. The enemy wants us to be quiet. He wants people to talk about us loud or crush us down. We don't want to suffer through none. We don't want to go through anything. But the devil is a liar, bless God. You can put all the pressure you want to put, devil. You can say all the things you want to say. You can use whoever you want to use, hallelujah. But I will rise, glory be to God, in power and in anointing, hallelujah. I am an ambassador of Christ, glory be to God. And I'm going to expose the powers of darkness, hallelujah. Because God said, I give you power over all demons and devils, hallelujah. So I got power. When you walk in power of the Holy Ghost, people of God, you have power. So the enemy should be looking at you and saying, let us alone. They shouldn't be comfortable around you. They shouldn't be able to sit in and you keep your mouth closed and they can blend right along in with you because you act the same way, you talk the same way, you do the same things. Bless God. You don't, a real child of God, a real Holy Ghost filled, saved, sanctified child of God that walk in power and anointing and know who they are in Christ, you don't have to walk around all boastful and with a shirt on that says, I'm a child of God, I'm this. You don't have to even open your mouth because the spirit that's in you, that dwells in you. Let me tell you, wherever environment you go in, that demon, them demon environment, they pick up that spirit that of God that's in you. It has nothing to do with you, but it's the spirit of God that's in you, glory be to God. And I'm going to expose the enemy. I'm going to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to sit there with my mouth closed. Not right, people of God. Don't just sit there with your mouth closed. Your children's life are at stake. You're letting the enemy come in and just tear down your families, tear down your marriages. You don't want to fight for nothing. You're weak. You're weak. You talk a good game, but you're weak. You don't do anything. What good is it to say you're a Christian or a believer, but these signs, them that believe, there is no signs following them, bless God. The devil's coming in and having havoc in your home. Hallelujah. God, Jezebel is coming in and just ripping apart your home because women and wives don't want to submit to the authority that God has placed us under. We want our way, we bossy, using witchcraft. I mean, come on, expose the enemy. Expose the enemy. When someone comes to you and give you the word of God, that's that exposure of the light. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. It will, that word will expose the darkness in your life. That word will expose the sin in your life. And when it's exposed, you should want it to be rise to the surface and expelled. Expelled means to let out. Be delivered from that demon. Don't sit there and hold it in. You need deliverance today, my sister. You need deliverance today, my brother. Accept and receive the deliverance that Jesus Christ went to the cross over 2,000 years ago for your sins, for my sins. His blood was shed for you, for me. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. If you allow him to heal and deliver and make you free, you got to want it, my sister. You got to want it, my brother. Aren't you tired of stuff being covered up and you jump, shout, and fall on the floor? Get up the same way. That was not so-and-so. So-and-so knows she was in the Holy Ghost today, but Sister So-and-so still full of hell and everything gone like God. No, she wasn't in the Holy Ghost. She may be in the Spirit, but it was not the Holy Spirit, glory be to God, because there's a lot of spirits around here. Because when you're in the Holy Spirit, things are going to change. You will not get up the same way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's expose the power of the enemy today. Demons would rather that they do their work without being noticed or exposed, and they definitely don't like when you identify and cast them out. That's what we should do. We should get sick and tired of being sick and tired of just running around, going week after week through rituals and routines, and the enemy's having havoc in our children, having havoc in our homes, having havoc in our places of worship or wherever you worship, in the body of Christ, glory be to God. I will not leave you alone, devil. I'm going to expose you and cast you out. and they resist exposure, and they will resist anyone who attempts to bring light, the light of God, upon their hidden works. They hate real prophets of God, real people and real saints of God. They're going to try to demean your character. They're going to lie on you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to say all type of false things against you. But you can't let that stop you when you're a real saint of God. Glory be to God. That is what they're supposed to do. So they're going to come along, and they're going to try to they're going to try to tear down your character and everything. But you got to just block out of your mind, and you got to pray and rebuke that and bind it up and keep on going forth and keep casting out and keep binding up and keep loosing, because ministries don't teach deliverance. A lot of these ministries don't teach deliverance because the pastor behind the pulpit ain't delivered, and they don't know anything about deliverance. So you're just going through a ritual and a routine every Sunday, tearing your hair up, tearing your wigs, tearing your shoes. Get up and find out I'm still the same. I'm just musty after I done sweated out all my deodorant. But I get back home, and the same hell that I've been going through, I still got it. It's still here, because they tell you, run around the building three times and shake the devil off. You can't run the enemy. You can't run the Satan off. You got to die. You got to go with yourself and take up your cross. You got to, in the name of Jesus. You got to put yourself on the altar, the heart purged and be delivered from everything unlike God. You got to, glory be to God. That's the way you get delivered. You can't run your way out of this. But anyway, I just share with you that. I'm going to do some more teaching of it. Later, I'm going to do some series on it, on the devil, exposed. I'm going to do some series identifying demons. And I'm going to talk about some different type of spirits. About why do we have to have word of knowledge, what we call names by certain names, so that they can be cast. So look forward to some more broadcast on exposing the enemy. I hope and pray something that I said today bless you, people of God. I hope and pray that you receive the word of God, and that you will begin to fast and pray, and that you will begin to expose the enemy in your life, in your children's lives, in your family's lives, in the lives of the believers. Pray, pray, pray. Fast and seek the face of God like never before. I love you all, and I pray. I pray that something that I said bless you all. And may the Lord continually bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast. We ask that you touch each and every listener, Lord God, that you would heal, deliver, and make them free. We pray that this word be planted down deep in their hearts, and that the enemy don't come along and snatch it, Lord God, but that it will be planted and rooted in, Lord God, in permanent seed ground in the name of Jesus, that it will grow forth, Lord God. It will be watered and grow forth, and they could be the woman and the man of God that you have called them to be. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, and we will expose the enemy. He will no longer be hidden. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we love you, Father, and we bless your name.